This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To join us here, our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
So we got all kinds of stuff to talk about on the way here tonight, including the hardware salesman at a Home Depot in Alabama who apparently is public enemy number one.
And apparently not too far from where I used to live.
Public enemy number one to Venezuela. I will tell you about him.
Still, not too far from where I used to live.
We'll get to that story a little bit later, but you and Melanie both actually had the same show prep tonight. We always do our own independent
yes.
show prep, and it's I usually consider it a good sign when we have the same thing. So you had the story about this Mike Pence, who's the new vice president-elect.
Presumed vice president-elect. He will not officially be the VP-elect until the Electoral College actually casts their vote.
Which happens in what, 2.5 weeks?
Mid-December.
Mid-December. Okay, I thought it was
like
early.
Like December 19th.
Oh, okay, so we got a whole month to go then on that.
Basically, yes.
So I guess he went to the theater recently.
He went to the theater to see Hamilton. And
this is Broadway?
I don't know if it's officially
Broadway.
People
were referring to it as Broadway,
okay.
But I don't know if it actually is. I think they were just using that as a broad genre.
All right.
So Pence went to the theater, and Donald Trump is not happy. Not because Pence went to the theater, but because there was a message delivered to Mike Pence, and some people in the audience were booing.
The fact that Pence was there was what happened, right? Like, that's why they were booing the
audience believe people? So. There was a statement at the end of the production.
Right.
And all of the cast is out there doing their, you know, bows and whatnot. The guy that plays Aaron Burr, Brandon Victor Dixon, he had, you know, prepared statement. And he steps forth. And I've seen the video. The video is not that great for reproduction as far as playing on the radio.
Probably wouldn't really be that interesting anyway.
Well, you know, hearing the way somebody delivers something.
Gotcha.
You know, it gives sort of inflection.
Sure.
But the people over at Business Insider have written out a transcript of what was said. He says, "We have a guest in the audience this evening. Vice President-elect Pence, I see you walking out." And again, this is after the play, so you know they're all taking their bows. He says, "I see you walking out, but I hope you'll hear us for just a few more moments." And people start booing very loudly. That's why I say it doesn't make for great audio.
Yeah, so that's unclear, because are they booing him or are they booing the fact that this guy has a statement?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not clear.
It's not clear.
It's like someone when they honk their horn and you're on the road, you're like, what are they honking?
Are they honking because
mean?
They like my bumper stickers from LibertyStickers.com, or are they honking because I cut them off?
Right.
Hopefully you're not doing that, though. Yeah. But he says, "There's nothing to boo here, ladies and gentlemen. We have a message for you, sir. We hope that you will hear us out. I encourage everyone to pull out your phones and tweet, because this message needs to be spread far and wide. Vice President-elect Pence, we welcome you and we truly thank you for joining us here at Hamilton, an American musical. We really do. And he, you know, motions to the rest of the cast. We are the diverse America who are alarmed and anxious that your new administration will not protect us, our planet, our children, our parents, or defend us and uphold our inalienable rights, sir. But we truly hope that this show has inspired you to uphold our American values and to work on behalf of all of us. All of us. We truly thank you for sharing this show, this wonderful American story told by a diverse group of men, women of different colors, creeds, and orientations. And we truly hope that you heed our message, sir, because you all represent all of us." He then added, "We don't fight one another. The beautiful part of this country is we don't have to agree, but we got to live here, baby. and share with one another.
Okay.
So that was the message. And Donald Trump made a couple of tweets. Our wonderful future VP Mike Pence was harassed last night in the theater by the cast of Hamilton.
Harassed? Yeah, I wouldn't call that harassment.
Well, I mean, I can see that position because you're a customer. Now, granted, if you're conservative and you're that anti-gay and you go to plays, you're going to have a bad time.
He's also a public figure.
Right, but if you're a customer at a place, if you hate a particular customer so much that you have to give a speech against them, the appropriate thing to do is to refuse them service, not to talk bad about them while they're...
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily... I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily the appropriate thing to do. I don't think there's anything inappropriate about this. They took the guy's money rather than refusing his service.
Right, they took his money and then mocked him on stage.
They gave him the play that he came to see and then ultimately told them how they feel. I mean, I don't know if they mocked him. They didn't, you know, insult him necessarily. They just said, we're kind of afraid.
We're concerned about what your administration is going to do, and we hope that you represent everybody.
He's not your average customer.
He's not. And if you don't want to service people who are not average customers, that's fine. But the way you do that is by not selling
tickets. They're not saying they don't want to service him. They obviously wanted to.
Well, they want to service him, and then they want to make negative statements about him while he's their customer.
Wait a minute, that's about Mike Pence.
Well, they said they were concerned about the future of, you know, his administration.
Right, that's not saying Mike Pence, you're a horrible person. They did not say Mike Pence is a horrible person.
I mean, I also kind of think that it's really weird on Mike Pence's part to go to a play.
It is.
He is so severely anti-gay, he really doesn't belong in
the theater community?
Audience of a play. Like, that's ridiculous.
Okay, but,
I mean, so both of these people are acting ridiculous.
But you can't say that Pence is your average customer.
He's not saying he is.
Well, you're acting like they should treat him as though he were the average kind of person they don't want to have
in their business. Well, if you accept someone as a customer, you should treat them as the same as any other customer.
When the criminal gang lord in your local neighborhood from the mafia comes into your shop, you don't treat him the same way as you treat the average customer.
The average customer
isn't going to send thugs and put guns in your face if you don't do what they say.
Well, no, I've had that happen, and the options are don't take their money or treat them like a customer.
You've had a gang lord come into your shop?
Well, not a gang lord, but a gang members, yeah.
And how did you handle that?
One of them, I didn't know that they were a gang member until after I had already done it. But I thought about, you know, what I would do in that situation if it happened again. And I can't, and maybe I'm wrong for this. I'm open to that criticism. But while they're a customer, they're a customer. And if I have such a problem with them being a gang member, and maybe I should. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I should have told them to go away. But the decision I made was
I wouldn't want my shop to get trashed. I wouldn't want my shop to get trashed by the average gang lord. This guy's different because the government has to have an appearance of legitimacy. So the difference between Pence and a mafia don that comes into your shop, hey, this place looks like it could use some protection. You know, if you don't pay up.
Okay, that's not a customer. That's a shakedown. Those are two different things.
Yeah, but even if that person, even if the gang lord isn't
saying None of the gang members who came in threatened me.
I understand that. But even if the... Right, because you didn't say anything like, get out of my store. If you say something like, get out of my store, I don't want to serve, you know, the Italian mafia, then they might come back and smash up your store. Okay, so you kind of have to tread carefully there. Pence is not likely to target the theater industry, right? He's going to use his power in other ways that are going to benefit Mike Pence and benefit his friends.
He might use his power to attack individuals who are in the theater industry, and he has done that.
He might, but these guys were willing to take that risk. These guys were willing to take that risk and speak out, speak to what they consider to be truth to someone in a position of power who happened to come to their business and gave them some business. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think that they should have told him, hey, we don't want to serve you. This was a way to give him a message that he will likely ignore, but it would have been a more effective message this way than to tell him when he came to the counter to say, sir, we don't want to serve your kind around here because you don't respect blah, blah, blah. I think that the way they delivered it was more impactful, where they did it in front of a group of people. The toll-free number here, if there's more, we'll continue.
Oh, there's definitely more.
855-450-FREE. Yeah, because we've got to get into how Trump responded to this.
Yes.
Coming up on Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
child. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. We're talking about a play called Hamilton. Apparently very, very high-demand play, but somehow Mike Pence managed to get himself a ticket. And
probably because he's Mike Pence.
Yep. And then as he was leaving the play, the cast was on stage sort of, you know, taking their bows or whatever.
Yes.
And they took a moment, one of them took a moment to read a prepared statement, which essentially communicated to Pence that they were, let's say, uncertain or pensive about what might happen in the upcoming administration. They weren't very pleased.
Alarmed and anxious is the term.
Anxious, yeah. So not very happy with what might be coming, and they wanted to express that to him. Apparently, Pence, you know, took it in stride, listened and left.
And he told Fox News yesterday that he told his family, this is what freedom sounds like.
Mm.
So he was completely okay with it. He's not been demanding an apology.
And what he means when he says that is we have the supposed freedom of speech, which includes your right to be able to say whatever you want to politicians and people in government, even if they're offended by it. This is something we've been dealing with here in Keene, where we live, with the Robin Hood case that actually just recently went to the Supreme Court again. And essentially the city of Keene is saying that because some people have said things that the parking enforcers in town don't like.
And for those not familiar with this, the parking enforcers testified under oath that if any of the Robin Hooders said, hey, how are you? It's a nice day, isn't it? That would be considered offensive and harassment.
Correct.
So any communication they find harassing.
Well, you could be offended by anything. And I mean, I can say... Now, to be offended to the extent where you're going to sue somebody, that is outrageous. But I can see that position. If a cop walked up to me knowing who I was and was like, hey, it's a nice day. How you doing? Hi, what's up?
Right,
and didn't have any kind of, that wasn't a front for anything. He didn't have any like business to actually do that was a front for. I mean, I'd be kind of offended by that.
I wouldn't sue him.
Here's the difference. That's offensive to you.
You're not a government employee,
right?
And two, it does not say on page one of your job description that you must endure verbal and mental harassment.
Well, right, and I'm not saying that anybody should be upset about it, anybody should do anything, and especially shouldn't sue anybody over it. I wouldn't do anything about it. I might, like, if I was having a particularly bad day, like, the absolute most thing I'm going to do is, like, complain about it on Facebook.
Right. Well, that's
going to be the extent of
That's what Pence is saying, is that this is what freedom sounds like, is that people will say things you don't like. That's what freedom is all about as far as public spaces are concerned, or in this case, a private space, where the people in that private space communicated to this individual who was also in that private space, fully within their ability to do that. So I appreciate what he said there, because he's right about that.
Donald Trump, however, took to Twitter and, quote, the theater must always be a safe and special place. The cast of Hamilton was very rude last night to a very good man, Mike Pence. Apologize. That after tweeting, our wonderful future VP, Mike Pence, was harassed last night at the theater by the cast of Hamilton. Cameras blazing. This should not happen.
I mean, and I don't know that you can fight against LGBT legal rights and then go to the theater and expect to not be harassed. And demanding an apology is kind of just silly, because if you have to demand an apology, then that clearly tells me that whoever's apologizing doesn't mean it.
But the funny thing is, it's not Mike Pence asking for the apology. It's Donald Trump demanding safe spaces
and an apology.
I do think that this is horrible business practices, and I also think that it's horrible on his part to have gone. You don't attack people viciously and then be like, I'm gonna go to their play.
Thoughtless.
Maybe he doesn't realize there are gay people in the theater.
Well, then he's even more stupid than I'm not giving any credit
for. But if you've never met any like theater people, you just see them playing characters.
I've never met any theater people until I moved here, ironically enough.
So you could just tell there were gay guys on the stage when you went to the theater?
What do you mean when I went to the theater?
Like, how do you know that there are gay people?
Because it's like a common knowledge.
Well, maybe it is, but you know, the only reason I know it is because I've met people who are in theater who are obviously gay. Like, if I had just gone to the theater, if my life experience with the theater was to just simply attend plays, all I would know is the characters that I've seen on the stage. I wouldn't know the people, the individuals behind those characters.
I've been to exactly one play that wasn't a school requirement.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, so like, you don't have to go to plays to know that there are gay people in theater.
But you've heard that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, maybe Pence hasn't gotten wind of that. I don't know.
I mean,
he does live in his own little world. You know, like government people live in their own little government people world.
Right, but government people still have access to the internet and TV.
All right. I just don't think it's necessarily, I don't think it necessarily follows that because someone is aware that theater exists means that that they are aware
aware that theater exists, but if they're living in the States, you know, speaking the language and not completely isolated, then you have a pretty good idea that a lot of people in theater are gay.
High-level government people are completely isolated from normal society.
Right. They're not completely isolated.
They're pretty isolated, though. I mean, if you look at some of the stuff that Hillary Clinton was doing when she was touring around, I mean, this woman has not driven herself anywhere in basically her entire adult life.
And she took an entourage onto the subway to go two blocks and then get off the subway so that she could say, I'm a real New Yorker. I took the subway. And she had to have help putting the subway card into the little machine.
This woman has no idea what real life is like. She has no
clue. I'm not doubting they don't have any idea what real life is like, but there's still some common knowledge stuff that you know.
I think you're jumping to a conclusion. I don't think that you know that theater has gay people in it simply because you've been alive. You don't know those things unless you've had a conversation with somebody who says to you, did you know that there's a lot of gay people in the theater? Oh, how'd you know that? Well, I've met some of them. I mean, there has to be a way people come to that conclusion, right? If you've met enough theater people, you know there are gay people in the theater. But if you've never actually met those people, and no one's ever told you about how the theater business works or the kind of people that are attracted to those roles, you won't know.
Being in the socioeconomic bracket that he's in, and the fact that he went to a theater a few days ago, I kind of doubt this is the first play he's been to. I don't know how you go to a play and not know that at least some of the people on stage are gay. Like, I don't know how you accomplish that.
Just because someone might be playing a gay character wouldn't necessarily mean
that they're gay. The characters aren't gay.
If they're not playing a gay character, then how would you discern that the individual is gay?
Because you can tell.
I totally disagree with this. I mean, I think that
There
are gay people who can act straight. You understand that, right?
I understand that, and some people are passable, but a lot of people cannot pass.
Like, if I was directing a play, and I had a gay guy who was supposed to act straight, and he gets up on the stage with a heavy lisp and starts flinging his hand around, I would have a problem with that.
You still have to deal with the group of existing employee pool. You can't just be like, I want a construction worker.
There's probably a gay waiter somewhere. You can't then deduce that every restaurant, the waiters are gay.
It's Free Talk Live. Hold that thought. We're coming back.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR, 4.77%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.99% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Cell 411 has launched ride sharing. It happened for officially a few weeks ago. It's now available in both the Android and the iOS version of Cell 411. It's been for the last year plus an amazing decentralized emergency alerts app, and it still has that functionality. That's still the main purpose of it, but now they've added ride sharing to it, and that means that ride sharing has finally hit the free market, because now as a driver you don't have to put up with corporate rules. You don't have to allow some mega corporation like Uber or Lyft to decide how much you get to earn. You get to decide. And the market decides, too. You as the driver, decide what you're going to charge for your services. But the thing is, you're also in competition with every other driver that's using Cell 411, because they also get to set their rates. And when a rider requests a ride, multiple drivers can respond and say, oh, I'm willing to take you. Here are my rates. And then the rider gets to decide which driver they want based on probably rates and the rating of that driver, maybe how far away the driver is from them. So there are different factors. So now riders get to choose their driver. Drivers get to set their rates. Drivers get to decide what kind of payment methods they accept. You want to accept Bitcoin or other forms of cryptocurrency, cash? You can do that with Uber and Lyft. It's credit card only. So now there's a whole range of choices, and nobody has to ask anyone else's permission to get started. So head on over to getcell411.com, whether you want to ride, drive, or you want to use it for its awesome decentralized emergency alert factors. You can do all of that, and it's free. So there's no reason not to get this, download it, and experiment with it. It's getcell411.com, or just go to your Google or Apple App Store. So we started out talking about Mike Pence going to this play and ended up arguing about, you know, how people know that gay people are involved in theater.
Right.
And you don't get it from osmosis.
We still have not gotten to the list of 10 things from Reason that libertarians need to know about Trump, Pence, Hamilton, political correctness.
Okay. Well, let's move on, because I don't think we're going to agree on how people come to the information that there are gay people in the theater.
No, probably not.
Because to sum it up, Melanie, you said people just know. Because that's people just know. And I say, well, you have to know somehow. The information has to get to you somehow. Anyway.
So, number one on their list, this should go without saying, he writes, but it's absolutely fine for actors to use their platform to criticize the president or vice president after a performance.
Sure.
If you don't take their money first.
Well, you'd have to take their money first in order to allow
them
into the performance.
That's not true. I can have a play, not have the president in the audience, and talk bad
things
about
like when the
Dixie on
Chicks.
Stage
when the
without
Dixie Chicks,
taking his money.
Yeah, but then he wouldn't hear it.
That's not necessarily true, first of all.
You could allow him in without taking his money. You could let him in for free, I suppose. But then you're doing him a favor, and why wouldn't you want to take his damn money? He's going to take yours.
But remember, when the Dixie Chicks came under fire
for saying things about President Bush
15 years ago, for saying that we're ashamed that we're from the same state as President Bush.
Right, they lost a lot of fans. People were, burning their records or burning their
CDs? Well, right, and that's probably not a good thing to say if you're in... I mean, it's probably a bad idea business-wise. I'm not saying they shouldn't have done it. It was probably a bad, strictly from a business perspective, move if you're in country music.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's bad. Yeah, I agree with Melanie. That's a bad move.
If your customer base is country music, you know how many 9/11 songs there are in country music?
Right, but the thing is, they didn't say, we think the president should die, or we don't love America. They said, we're ashamed that we're from the same state as this guy.
Right, and that's a negative statement about the then-current president.
Yeah, they might as well said they don't love America. I mean, if you don't love
that's
president,
how people interpreted it.
Well, exactly, because your fan base is country music.
Right. If you don't love the president,
you don't
love America.
They might as well have burned a flag on stage,
right,
and it's been the same outcome.
But anyway, continuing here, the author of the article says, that's not bullying. You can't bully the second most powerful person in the country.
Agreed.
He has more power than you.
That's right. They're speaking truth to power. That's what they're doing. And kudos to them for it. More people need to do that. More people need to speak out. Because violence isn't going to solve our problems, so speech is really one of the best answers that we have to this problem of government.
The statement by the actor was not even particularly mean-spirited. Rather, it expressed well-founded concerns about the kind of policies that President Trump has vowed to enact. Trump has promised to deport immigrants, bar Muslims from entering the country, and generally side with the police over minorities. It's perfectly legitimate for members of those groups to be worried and for their allies to be worried on their behalf.
Absolutely.
Number three, he says, as evidence of the fact that the statement was not offensive, I would cite the fact that Mike Pence was not offended.
Okay, well, no, that does not follow. The fact that he's not offensive doesn't mean that the statement wasn't offensive. You're saying that you think someone is going to run the country poorly is an offensive statement. Whether or not he was offensive, I mean, I'm pretty sure Mike Pence is not going to go cry about this.
But you can find, hold on,
person he is.
How do you determine what is offensive? Is it if only one person in the world is offended, that therefore the statement is offensive? Even if the person who was the target of the statement is not offended, as long as someone out there in the world was offended by it,
I'm
does
offended
that make it
on
offensive?
Your behalf.
Well, if it's a negative statement about that person, which this is.
It was a negative
statement
about
policy.
The person's policies. They did not say,
right,
Mike Pence, you're a horrible person,
okay, right, but, okay,
and
so maybe
we
they
think
don't
you
think,
killed puppies.
Maybe
you're
they
ugly.
Think that some things about him are good, I don't know, but they said, you know, this part of you, we don't like. So telling someone you don't like their policies, I don't know how that's not a negative statement about them. Well, he's a nice guy, but I don't like the fact that he wants to bomb every country on the planet. Like, No, that's a negative statement about a person. If you say that about someone, there's no way this is.
This coming from a woman who hates police.
what? I don't follow. What?
I don't know. You've said all kinds of offensive things about the police.
So but I'm not denying that they're offensive. If a cop was like, I'm offended by that, I'd be like,
I see.
You should be.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying offensive things is wrong. Sometimes you should say offensive things.
But you're
things.
Saying it was but wrong for them to do it in that circumstance.
Right, because, okay, so when a cop comes to my office, which I guess won't happen anymore, but when a cop...
When you were doing accounting.
Right. I'm not going to do his taxes mm-hmm. or do his books and then be like, here's a cop block flyer
yeah.
and let me tell you all the reasons why the government is evil.
That's because you don't want to lose his business.
No, it's not.
But you would do his... So wait, are you saying you would do his taxes but not give him propaganda, or you would not do his taxes?
I thought about not doing it, and for a couple of reasons, I decided to go ahead and do it anyway. If anybody has...
Because money, because he's willing to pay you, and you needed the work.
That wasn't really the only reason. I
you didn't want the bad word of mouth, whereas the cast of Hamilton, they've been
care.
Sold out for months.
Right. They don't
care. They don't care.
Yeah, they're not in the same financial position.
I wasn't entirely sure whether or not it would be safe to deny cop service or whether there's other issues.
It may
there.
Not be.
It might not be.
That's where that comes back to the how do you treat the gangster when he comes in your store situation.
Right.
You treat him like he's a customer.
Right, but until when the mafia comes in and says, hey, this is what's going to happen, at that point, that is a threat.
I wasn't saying that necessarily. I was just talking about if the mafia don comes into shop, not that he was necessarily threatening you. Now, you know the threat is there inherently because you know he's the Mafia
right.
Don. So you treat him like any other customer. You treat him as well as you can. In this case...
You treat him better
right.
than any other customer.
In this case, this is not your typical Mafia Don because this one has to act, and he did, this one has to act like government is legitimate. So he has to listen to what you say and act like, you know... You have a right to say
right, okay.
And that's what he
somebody,
did.
If somebody wants to make the argument, or if the theater has the position that there was no safe way for them to deny this ticket, then my opinion on that is different. And, okay, in that circumstance, okay, fine, then make your speech while he's your customer, that's fine. And I'm not saying, like, because people keep talking about free speech. I'm not saying in any way, I don't think anybody is, that this should be illegal. Absolutely not. It's just... not a very dignified way of behaving, and neither is Mike Pence going to the theater in the first place.
There's nothing undignified about Mike Pence going to the theater.
It is once he's passed legislation against gay people.
Okay. Did he do that? Was that something that happened in
yes.
Indiana?
Yeah, he signed a thing.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Well, then I guess he shouldn't go get a haircut either, right?
Well, there are
there's a lot of gay
hair
go to a restaurant.
There are plenty of straight women who...
right. It's Free Talk Live. We'll continue.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. Healthcare is all messed up in the United States. We need to have a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness, and don't expect Trump to make that happen. You're going to have to make it happen, and you can check out a great free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's healthexcellenceselect.com. It can give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. And when I say doctors, I'm talking about any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. Of course, HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. You can get a medical information card from healthexcellenceselect.com and give that to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You'll love the service and price at healthexcellenceselect.com. As we continue here, we're talking about how people who, in this case, Mike Pence, who presumably doesn't like gay people, should behave. Melanie, you were saying that he shouldn't even go to the theater because he should know that there are gay people in the theater and that therefore he would be by proxy supporting them with his money, and so he shouldn't go. Is that right? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
I guess to some extent that I don't want to say you should never give money to anybody you disagree with because they're, you know, if you...
You're going to cut yourself out of a lot of businesses then.
There might be situations in which that's necessary. A play is not a necessity, though. You might hate the government, but if you're in Canada and you need a doctor, well, guess what? All the doctors are government employees. But
so you're saying you should only patronize businesses out of necessity if they have people working there that you don't like.
Well, not that you don't like, but that you disagree with to the extent. I mean, because okay, everywhere I go. Every business I go to is not owned and run by an anarcho-capitalist who don't believe in proportionality.
That's right.
That is a ridiculous standard. That is not going to happen.
You will starve if you apply that standard to your life.
But they're not run run by people who I hate so much that I sue on a regular basis, that I enact legislation against them, that I run my platform on the fact that I hate them as human beings. Those are really two different things. One is like a mild dislike. Well, you're a statist, but you don't really think about it that much, and you sell groceries, whatever. And one is, I'm going to dedicate a significant portion of my life to making your life miserable. Those are two different things.
Well, by that definition, the government hates everybody because they make all of our lives miserable. So,
yes,
therefore, government people should never go to any business because they must hate all of us. I mean, they don't think those things, right? I mean, I highly doubt Mike. Now, I don't know this guy. He's a politician, so therefore I think he's a scumbag. But I doubt Mike Pence would say he hates gay people. He would probably just, you know, couch whatever his viewpoint is in as much political jargon as he possibly could about how, well, I don't hate gay people. They certainly have a right to love one another, but I don't think they should get married. You know, like,
well, he also supports gay conversion therapy.
Right.
Well, I mean, where you pray the gay away.
That means that he loves them, right? From his perspective,
right,
as
he
a
loves
Christian,
them so much, yeah, that he wants them to become normal.
That's the, well, that's crazy, right? I don't support that, that viewpoint that he has. But from his perspective, he's not doing the gay or supporting gay conversion therapy because he hates gay people. He wants to save them.
Calling it therapy is not as far as I'm concerned, not accurate. This isn't something that was developed by the APA or therapists or even social workers.
Oh, yeah, it's
workers.
Nonsense. It's
this
a religious thing.
This is something that was developed by ministers who are like, hey, I bet if we, like, torture gay people a lot, they'll quit being gay. And as it turns out, when you torture people a lot and they don't have anywhere to escape to, which is the case in a lot of cases, they pretend to be straight for a while,
yeah,
until they can escape. So
Kill themselves.
I am completely, right, you know, I'm against the gay conversion stuff here. I think that you're born, like, that gay people are mostly born gay. Some people might try to switch it up or whatever, just, you know, try different things.
I don't think you can, if you're gay, you're born that way.
Well, but you can be bi, right? Like, you can be attracted to both.
Right, but then you're bi.
Okay.
Well,
in order to be bi, you have to also be gay.
Out of, well, no, because it's three separate orientations.
No,
you
it's not.
Will yourself
no,
out
there's
of
a
an
spectrum.
Orientation.
There's no separation here. The only thing that would be separate would be the people who are completely straight and the people who are completely gay.
Well, if you're neither of those things, then you're bi.
That's correct. But also,
no,
you
could be asexual and have absolutely no desires at all for
true.
Either sex.
Yep, that's
okay,
true.
Well, okay, that
that's
is also true.
Option.
But you can't just be wake up one day and say, hey, you know what? I'm straight. I think I want to be gay next week, though. It doesn't work that way.
Some people that do say that, you know, they're fluent, so one day they wake up and I'm a lesbian today, and then tomorrow they're straight, and then the next day they're a gay man.
So, but to roll this back into what I was saying, from Pence's perspective, he believes he's loving these people by telling them that they need to get into therapy so they can then be saved by Jesus, so then they can go to heaven.
I don't think so, because there are times when you have to...
You don't
and
think
there might be times when you have to tell somebody, hey, maybe you should be in therapy. Hey, maybe you need help. Can I help you? But you don't then go pass legislation against them.
I agree. I wouldn't do those things because I respect individuals' rights to choose for themselves.
Melanie, you're trying to get people that don't use logic on everything to be logically consistent.
Right,
and
because
you're not going
be
to
logically
get
consistent.
You're not going to get logical consistency from 99.9% of Republicans and 99.9% of Democrats. You're not going to
might
get
be
it.
Closer, might be higher than that for Democrats.
I'm just saying there's no evidence that Pence would say he hates gay people. So therefore, there's no reason for him to not patronize the things that he enjoys about gay people, which appears to include the theater.
Technically, you could say there's no evidence that he would say he hates them, but all of his actions show that he hates them. And
right, and his actions show that he hates everybody because
right,
he wants to tax people.
That's more
right.
of a spectrum because a lot of people believe in taxation and they're wrong, and a lot of tax victims believe in taxation and they're also wrong.
A lot of people think that gay people choose to be gay and they're wrong too.
But that is clearly falsifiable though.
Let's continue with the list of things that libertarians need to know about this whole thing.
None of which are facts so far.
I just think it's funny.
I
want
to
continue with the list. I just think it's funny that Melanie thinks that Mike Pence should go and get a haircut somewhere because there are females who give haircuts. And so therefore, even though there's a ton of gay guys in haircutting.
Well,
a ton of them.
Well,
number four on the list. The tweets by Donald Trump about the incident were revealing in that they appropriate the language of an I hate when people use the term leftist, but the author here says they appropriate the language of leftist grievance mongering. Trump said Pence was harassed and that the theater should be a safe space. If you think it's pathetic when students complain about their delicate feelings being hurt by inappropriate Halloween costumes, you should probably also roll your eyes at the idea of the most powerful man in the country feeling microaggressed by an encore.
I'm kind of annoyed that Reason, this is Reason, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Reason is saying that someone is appropriating language that is just
That seems like an accurate statement.
So if someone has a standard... And you go and say, hey, even by your standard, you're wrong. You like to talk about safe spaces, and you're making a non-safe space. Is it their phrase? If, you know, the extreme IP, like super IP, you're not
IP
allowed to use
IP is intellectual property.
Well, what they're pointing out here is that, you know, the so-called alt-right is just...
Hypocrites.
Well, not only are they hypocritical, but they're... basically the mirror image of the thing that they oppose. Alt-right and social justice warriors, by and large, are
the same thing.
mirror images of one another.
Anybody who's not either a complete anarchist or a complete authoritarian is hypocritical.
Oh, I found there's plenty of hypocritical anarchists out there.
Right,
yes.
But to not be hypocritical, you have to be at least one of those two things. Because any other form of statism is inconsistent.
Number five, the fact that Trump complains about this sort of thing is yet more evidence of a disturbing truth. He is vastly more easily offended than the average politician.
No one should actually
expect Trump to destroy political correctness. He is just as offended by hard truths and defined by identity politics as the so-called leftist he defeated in the election.
Oh, yeah. Just wait till he actually becomes the president and what ridiculous... tweets he'll be making and how offended he'll be, and it's going to be an entertaining 4 years. It'll be a dangerous 4 years, but at the very least we'll have things to laugh about.
Hopefully it's only 4 years. Trump's narcissism, thin skin, and penchant for authoritarian solutions are quite the toxic mixture. Number seven, all that said, it could still be the case that people are wrong to be outraged about Hamilton standing up to Pence, but are outraged nevertheless. Perhaps some people are sick of the relentless politicization of every facet of life. Maybe they think they should be able to attend a play or watch an award show or sit through a Thanksgiving dinner without being constantly lectured about how wrong and stupid they are.
The toll-free number tonight, there's a couple more?
Couple more.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Venezuela's nemesis is a hardware salesman at Home Depot. We'll talk about that coming up.
Funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.